Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Welcome to the Truth Is Out There radio show. And I want to thank and welcome all our new listeners. We got over 350 different radio shows, platforms, radio stations and stuff around the world that has joined us. And as we are going to syndication, and I want to welcome all. You could be hearing us on syndicated through iHeartRadio along with Block Talk Radio and many other platforms. Before we get into my co-host, I just want to break into some news here for a second. A little while ago, about 2-3 hours ago, in a hospital in Tulsa, a guy went crazy and killed 3 people, and we don't know if he was killed by the cops or himself. So we got one of those again. And let's get the answers first before we start making politics and policies on that. But again, we have
What kind of hospital?
It's Tulsa. That's all I know at the moment. I have
okay,
to check
so
up
it's
on
developing?
That. It's developing, but the thing is that it's not the gun. It's the person that pulls the trigger. Once we start getting
well,
that idea,
I have so many questions, but there are no answers yet. So we're going to have to savor it to the podcast as the story.
As it's going, but
we broke when we find out.
Yeah, we broke the story a little while ago, and I'm just.
Well, I'm
trying
so sorry about the loss of life.
So
you think it's another Obama?
Could be. We don't know exactly yet.
He's on a roll. That would be the third one this week.
Yeah, all about taking the guns. Let me introduce you to my co-host, ladies and gentlemen.
Hi, everybody. Good evening.
We've been around for 12 years.
We are syndicated around the world, and everybody here is Scarlett. Everybody.
And that's right. That's Scarlett Butler. My protege
for
12 years.
That's right. And if anybody wants to call in and ask us anything, because topic open here, the number is 515-602-9657. So call in or come into the back end of our studio. We always look forward to having a joyful conversation with anyone. In the chat room. And we enjoy that. So come, join us. Bring a topic. Engage in a topic that's ongoing. And that's it. So, hi, everybody.
At least three people were killed at Tulsa Medical Building, police say. This happened around an hour ago.
Medical
Government
building.
Killed
okay,
at least
well,
three, killed
I have
at least three
to
people
do my,
at a medical
research,
building.
My research on the building and find out about it because I don't know
the
anything
shoot,
about it.
Yeah, the shooter was also dead. So the police went to St. Francis Hospital early Wednesday afternoon for a call about a man armed with a rifle. Captain Richard.
Okay, so he wasn't in there. He came. He sort of traveled to it and did something.
Right. Law enforcement is sweeping the building floor by floor for other threats of victims calling the scene because catastrophic. The investigators have determined whether
the
government
was
shot by police.
Doesn't a medical building have a security guard?
Yeah, this is, that's true.
This is, how can you just walk in with the security there? Sorry. There's always a check-in window. Okay.
So far, I haven't seen the Office of Governor Kevin Stitt did not immediately respond to requests for comment.
Is that a good guy or an idiot?
I think he's a good guy. Tulsa, Oklahoma. Oklahoma is a good place. But that's the story there.
They said Georgia was a good place, and look, they got idiots.
Yeah, well, Georgia's not so good. So we got to wait and see what that is before we make comments on that.
Okay. But can we move on to the next story? Because this one is a ripper. Sussman. Now that, we live in Cook County, USA. There is no judicial system. The education is in shit. Healthcare system is in shit. And the government's in shit. And now the judicial system is in shit.
Look, Justice Healthy was himself from the beginning, and one of the jurors actually donated to the Hillary Clinton campaign. Another one had his
good ADA.
The juror's daughter went to the juror's daughter is to the same soccer team as the defendant.
It was nullified. They should do it again. There's so many holes to it.
Right. It's a joke. And then you got another case coming up in August. And so it's a joke. And
so let me ask you, if they moved Sussman to a new venue and retried
they're not going to retry him unless they appeal this verdict.
Do they have any other charges that they didn't attempt to engage in?
I don't know. I don't know what Durham is doing on that, but I know he wants to.
But nobody else is in jail.
And that's it. There are other indictments coming down the line, but again, it can't be done.
Did
in
you
Washington,
see what
D.C.
Trump wrote? You're so right. You saw what he wrote. It's corrupt. The system is corrupt. Hold it. The Supreme Court slapped down Governor DeSantis. Yes?
No.
What court slapped down Governor DeSantis?
Nobody was slapped down DeSantis. In fact, Governor DeSantis, the Supreme Court of Florida, agreed with
Facebook and censorship?
I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the districting. He won that, and the campaigns all set for Florida. The districts are set, and that's it. So they won that one.
Congratulations.
What you talk about, the Supreme Court just talking with Texas that was struck down. But they,
About how Governor DeSantis went after social media and
DeSantis
court
won that one.
Slapped him down.
No, DeSantis won that one in the Supreme Court. That one he won.
Okay.
But
I misread it because I saw that.
No, he won that one. That wasn't a problem at all.
Okay.
This is what's happening all the way around. But DeSantis is fine.
So what's that came down from the Supreme Court?
Has to do something with Texas. And that's it. I don't know anything about that too much. The Pennsylvania U.S. Senate recount needs to be over, and Dr. Mehmet Oz will be the Republican nominee to face John Fetterman in November. He won by a little less than 1,000 votes. They finished the recount.
Are they still doing the recount?
They finished all the mail-in ballots and everything, and Oz won by almost 1,000 votes. They're doing a hand recount, but he's actually gaining votes.
Is he campaigning?
Deal. Yeah, he's already campaigning for the other.
Did McCormick step down, or is he still crying?
No, he's figuring things out. He's stepping down. Our friend that was on our show, Hunter Peeler, is getting all this publicity now. He's running for a school board in District 5 up north. He has all kinds of signs and boards and everything else going around. He's
great,
really doing
great. Great. So he'll win.
Yeah,
he'll
he's
win.
Doing pretty good. Yesterday was a very big birthday. There's a very big birthday yesterday.
Okay, you got me. Whose birthday?
It's happy birthday to Clint Eastwood, who turned 92.
Happy birthday, Clint. There you go. And he's still working.
Yeah.
Still producing, still acting, still creating. So, excellent. That's great.
All that's coming through.
Who do you think was a better debater, Ronald Reagan or Donald Trump?
Donald Trump is a better debater, but they both have their own style. Reagan is a statesman type.
I think they were both great debaters, actually.
Right.
Different individuals, different times.
They have their moments in their own way.
Do you think Ronald Reagan running now, he would win?
Yeah, he would be great.
He'd make a great. Oh, you're gonna love this one. He'd make a great VP for Donald Trump.
Yeah, well, vice versa.
Or vice versa. That's right. You know, do you think he's gonna run in 2024, or he's thinking about it?
I don't know. Oh, no, he actually 2024 he's going to run. It's pretty well set and deal.
Going to run?
Yeah. We're going to get Danita Graben coming on our show in a couple of weeks. She is running for school board. She's running for school board District 3 in St. Lucie County School Board.
Excellent. Bring it on.
And she did a press release. Danita Graben retired St. Lucie County teacher media specialist with over 30 years experience in leadership, education management to run for St. Lucie County School Board District 3.
You know what's happening? All these teachers that retired are coming out and running for school board. They are. They're coming out in the groves because they just can't handle this garbage that the Democrats are doing on our babies.
And this is coming from Ana Gomez Mulata, who she and I know each other for many years.
Yes, you do. That's interesting, you know, that all those people who are behind Karen are now interfacing with us.
Yeah.
We're all on the same page, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That's important, you know. And on Sunday, we have Latricia Jones coming on.
Yes.
Who's running for Congress in, what'd you say, District 1? Where is that? Or 10?
10. That's up in Orlando area.
Okay. So she'll do good. She's right on target. And Ruben Young is doing great. He should be Debbie.
Yeah. He's been polling for morning all over the place late.
Hey, he got on the ballot by petitions.
Yeah. So the,
and she didn't contest it.
I told you Debbie was running.
I told you. She will never give it up. She has no life. Without this, she's never done anything else.
So is Laura Luma. She got signatures, and Jenna Haig got signatures. So,
right.
You know, a lot of people got two signatures this time around.
I told you, a lot of Republicans are running in all the different races, a lot, from the school boards to the mayors, to the commissioners, to Congress, and to the Senate, and even the governor. A lot of Republicans are running, and they are conservatives. There are very few rhinos running, except for Wilson Simpson.
Yeah.
I got something floating on me about him, and I just, you know... Rhino, people, you got to wake up. Got to know who you're voting for. Got to see what is out there. And we don't have crossover, okay, in Florida. So there are, I don't know what to say. Those people that vote for him are rhinos. That means they don't give two shits about anything, and they are fake. They're fake. That's corrupt.
Yeah.
That's corrupt. Is Peter Caracciola supporting him?
Actually, he's now supporting Oz and thing. I don't know about...
How about Bob White? Is he supporting Bob White?
I don't know. I haven't heard anything from him.
Need to light a fire. He's got a lot of influence. You know? He cares about his state, doesn't he? And he lives up there in Lutz.
We're all one.
We're all Floridian. We all care about each other. And it's important. It's important. Okay.
Elon Musk telling all the Tesla workers that they have to return to the office full-time or just resign. He's not paying for any part-time people.
For what?
Why? Because they took off because of COVID. Now there is no more COVID, really. So
there
you got
no
go
COVID.
To work. So you got to go
he
to work.
He has his offices. Where is his corporation based?
I think Texas now. It used to be elsewhere. I think it's in Texas.
So he relocated everybody, or
yeah?
I don't know. He paid the expense of relocating everybody. So why aren't they going to work?
I don't know. By the way, because they're lazy and they work, that's a problem. By the way, Canada Central Bank raises interest rates from 1% to 1.5%.
Is that going to hurt anybody?
Not yet.
Hey, how about your startling news on gas today? That kind of freaked me out.
Coming back from what I was doing and working on things, one of the reasons why we do everything late these days is because we're working on a number of projects. But anyway, gas station in the last 3 days went from 4.30 to 4.75 in 3 days a gallon. And $6 for diesel. And that's in bulk gas stations.
That's insane. We're not going to get deliveries. The prices are going up because there is nobody who takes a loss in business. Nobody is in business to take a loss. They're all in it to make a profit. And how it does is it funnels down to the people who purchase. Price goes up. And that's how it's going to work. So, I don't know how Biden comes up building it up, building from the bottom up. It doesn't work that way. The top part is how it works. That is the one who needs to make the money so they can have their prices to be lower. They will not take a loss. Banks certainly won't.
Nope.
Did you see that Yellen didn't know that raising interest rates would cause inflation? I read that. She's so stupid. How can I say? Johnny Depp, Amber Heard.
Okay, we'll get to that in a minute. We got breaking news in football. Marion Barber, one of the fastest running backs to ever play for the Cowboys, passed away on Wednesday. Barber, whose twin brother, Tiki Barber, who was just 38 years old, spent six seasons of his 8 years in career with the Cowboys, who was drafted him in the fourth round in the 2005. Cowboys issued a statement on Wednesday. According to reports, Frisco police found Barber in his home on Wednesday. Cause of death is unknown at this time. Barber instantly became a fan favorite for his hard-nosed running style, which helped him earn the nickname Marion the Barbarian.
How old was he?
38 years old.
Steroids, drugs, bad heart.
I don't know. His brother's not saying a damn thing. Wow.
What's he going to say?
I don't know.
I'm sure he's in a lot of pain.
Yep.
Twin brother, you said?
Yeah. Tiki Barber played for the Giants.
Are they identical? I don't know.
I know. They're pretty well. Tiki Barber played for the Giants. He's also on, NBC News and Times and some other stations.
I knew twins, and they felt each other. Okay. So my condolences to the guy. For whatever reason, the guy passed away. It still hurts. Okay. I didn't read anything on that. Okay.
Now, as far as Johnny Depp's concerned, and this is where people make an error. Yes, he won. Yeah, he won the decision, but so did his wife. They both won in part. She won $2 million. He won $10 million on compensatory.
10.35.
So it came out. He came out the winner, but they both won a piece. She won a little bit from an argument from one of the accounts, and he won the others. It's not like he took her up to the cleaning. She didn't. They're both rich. They're both actors.
Don't they have children together?
Yeah, but Johnny Depp is a guy. You know, he's got a lot of it went to his head, and he made that stupid comment overseas about killing a president when he wanted Trump to be assassinated.
You know, he was so much better when he was younger in 21 Jump Street.
Yeah, and the pirate movies and things of that nature. But the thing is,
he got corrupted in the head.
Yeah, this is the mental case of the left, and that's what destroyed him. But
he lost his way.
Yeah, that's the same thing. The same line that liberalism is a mental disease. No one is. Progressives, liberals, Democrats are nothing but kindergarten mentality. Evan Syed's book, things of that nature. But
the children are the only ones that are getting hurt here.
They always, that's it. And when you have this type of fight, it's always about the children. And if when two sides pick it, the children's the one that gets hurt all the time in any divorce action of any kind or any kind of fight between two parties.
Anything within families arguing, it's just tragic. It is. And the children are the ones that always get hurt.
That's it. So also coming in, today is June 1st, and June 1st is known for the first day of hurricane season. And lo and behold, we got something going
coming.
We got a tropical system that's brewing for Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Florida. It depends on which way it goes. It depends on how it's a slow mover. So it can have, and with the very hot Gulf Stream, it can.
It's very warm, very hot.
So,
and it's coming up on an angle off of Mexico, right up at us.
It's coming from the Yucatan area now, and once and then moves up in that thing. The last storm that came from that direction was Hurricane Wilma.
Remember Wilma? We had no power for 18 days.
That's the last storm that came in that thing. So, but everybody, but
remember
I'm
when
telling,
it went
everybody,
right by us, it sounded like a whistle on a train.
That was that's a tornado.
That
yeah,
building
tornado.
Shook.
Yeah.
You remember that?
Yeah, that was a
wild.
Tornado. Yeah. And that's it. And the thing is, what we do and what we're doing right now with the deals I'm working with, it's not a good time to deal with it because we're interfacing.
Remember that? I put up coffee. That was great. We put up coffee, and 2 seconds later, the power went out. That was it.
We had a neighbor where we used to live. We had a neighbor, and the neighbor and us, he had a hibachi barbecue. We used to go off and out. It's like the old...
Everybody worked together.
Yeah, we all worked together. And the pizza place down the block on 44th Street, they were open. They had generating and working.
Walked down to the corner
and
to get
Hooters.
Coffee every day. Had to watch the wiring.
Yeah, and Hooters.
Our mailboxes
right
on the other side.
Yes. We saw the car that we had go up and go down. So, all that stuff.
It was bad. Then we got power, and then we didn't have cable. Because the wiring was just it was just terrible. FEMA, how long fast was FEMA in? Well, like a day or two later, working on it.
But we, there was ice.
But now we have Joe
out.
Biden, so it's a different story.
Sorry, yeah.
Okay, back in 2005, who was president in 2000? Bush. No, not Bush.
Yeah, Bush.
Bush.
Yeah.
Things got done. But now we have Biden. Things aren't going to get done.
No. But
people
we have Governor
especially
no,
Florida.
No, we got Governor. Actually,
because
we got Governor DeSantis.
Biden hates us.
Forget about Biden. Governor DeSantis is running the state. And we're doing pretty good. We got surplus. We got stuff going on and all that stuff. We'll be up and running in a day or two or three.
Is that why there's no water? Because of the thing?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody got all freaked out about water?
No. They got the big waters, but it's not, we'll be fine.
What, the cases?
Yeah. There's plenty of those.
Okay.
But anyway, we got
When is that storm expected to hit us? Is it going to?
We're
going to
start feeling it Friday and Saturday, and depending on how the location, the speed, and the intensity will tell us what's going on. But anyway, we're going to lighten things up with a friend of ours, a wrestling friend, and we're going to play here. He's still got the tag team titles in AEW, so that's a good thing. You know,
yes, he does.
Yeah, he won his
Jungle
thing.
Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus. They call that Tarzan Boy, but it's really Jungle Boy. But that was for AEW. By the way, CM Punk is the world champion, and he beat Cowboy Hangman. You know, Hangman. So Hangman Page. So he beat that. But we'll see who comes up next. Now, breaking story. Yeah, Wardlow will be probably right. He destroyed MJF, who's no longer involved with AEW at the moment.
as they wheeled him out in the stretcher.
Think he's going to go to WWE and
his contract
hook up
with
the Miz?
No, because his contract is not up until January 1st, 2024.
Okay, so
could be a storyline.
There are many more days to whip him.
All right. Breaking news, 5 major cities in Wisconsin hit with voter fraud lawsuits. The Zuckerberg 5 and the indictments coming down again. So the arrest warrants have been issued for
Fox. Where is the guy?
Fox
is he here in the country?
Know.
He's hiding in...
I don't know, but they're going to arrest him sooner or later. They'll get him.
They don't arrest anybody.
I know. Trump reacts to Sussman's acquittal and, quote, our corrupt legal system. 2,000 mules continues gather or garner stellar reports, reviews, and return to theaters. Denise D'Souza's hit documentary 2,000 Mules returned to theaters on Friday after its premiere.
Why are you whistling?
Garnered glowing reviews from audiences around the country. The film, which documents the nationwide ballot trafficking conspiracy during the 2020 presidential election, had 100% rating with more than 100 reviews on Rotten Tomatoes on Monday. As of Monday.
He's going to be back in January because nobody else does the job. Could I at least be correct about that?
Does Trump be in January? Yes. Maybe before that.
Really? How so?
This thing's working, so I can tell you. By the way,
the
number one movie...
is too corrupt. Yes, you got Durham, but nobody else handles it. Nobody.
Number one movie, by the way, this weekend is Top Gun.
Oh, what's her name? The woman from... I can't think of her name. Leah Remini? Went after him because of Scientology. That's how jealous
and the people are going after Tom Cruise and the picture he took. The picture they took that represents the movie, they have a picture of standing in front of a plane.
Can't hear you.
How about now? You hear me now?
Yes, better.
Okay, there's a woman. A number of people, including Communist China, the CCP, the Communist Chinese Party, they went after the movie because the plane that he was standing in front of, Tom Cruise, Maverick, had a symbol of Taiwan, had a Taiwan plane, and they didn't like that.
They'll get over it.
Yeah. Mike Lindell announces new film exposing voting machine corruption called Selection Cult. We talked about that the other day. President Trump, I've been investigating more than Billy the Kid.
Okay.
So that's pretty much...
You think, how many seats in the House do you think that they will switch?
We expect to take between 50 and 100 seats.
How about the Senate?
5 to 10.
And what do we have now?
50-50 in the Senate. We expect to be either 55-45 or 60-40.
Okay.
60-40 gives us a majority.
Okay. Well, some are Republicans that are leaving, like the RINOs. So we need to get rid of the RINOs and put in some conservatives.
New Biden administration rule ties federal funding to pro-transgender policies.
I'm not hearing you very well.
Hear me better?
Yes. You keep squelching out.
I don't know. Okay, let me redo this. The new Biden administration rule ties federal funding to transgender policies. This is really bad. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, USDA, announced it will change interpretation of Title IX prohibitions on discrimination based on sex to include discrimination based on sexual orientation and gender identity. This is caving into the garbage.
Can he do that?
He could try, but it's going to be tied in lawsuits, and it's probably unconstitutional. But it's really bad.
Doesn't that have to be changed legally by law?
Yes, and it's bad. It's not going to work.
So how's he doing that?
He's not. He's having problems.
He is a problem.
Yeah.
So is that going up to the Supreme Court? Is anybody, like Marjorie Taylor Greene?
They're all going to challenge it.
Challenging it?
Yeah, and they're going through lawsuits and stuff, and that'll kick it down and go through the court system.
Okay. Let's talk about them trying to take the guns.
That ain't going to happen. By the way, Governor Greg Abbott called for Texas legislatures to examine possible changes in the law regarding mental health following the Robb Elementary mass school shooting that left 21 dead. That's actually where you need to go. Mental health, we have a very serious mental health problem in this country, and we need to focus on that, and that's what we need to do, and Governor Abbott was heading in the right direction.
Okay. What's his plan to do what?
His plan, first of all, is to get rid of what's left of the Promise Program. So if you have a kid that has a problem, you'll be able to actually get professionals to handle the problem and not hide it. The Promise Program, for all those that you don't know or something similar to that, it eliminates the train ride from school to prison by lowering the classifications of a crime for felony.
Does that also cover adults?
Yes. And they need to stop that garbage. And you got to get rid of all the left-wing judges that allow people that show potential violence in the future based on their past to get them off the streets because they're recidivism.
Is Governor DeSantis working on a similar...
He's got the same type thing. And most of the governors in red states are doing the same thing.
Is that going to be retroactive?
I don't know. Also, Election Integrity Group, True to Vote, presented a hashtag Arizona lawmakers with cell phone tracking data showing alleged ballot traffickers visited drop boxes in two of the state's largest counties no less than 5,700 times during the 2020 election. In other words, Trump won Arizona based on that.
Trump won the election. They
right.
stole it. The machine, the drop boxes, they stole it. They altered laws in various swing states, so this way they can do it legally, which was illegal.
They admit, Yellen admits that she miscalculated inflation.
I told you that. She screwed up. She's a dingbat.
Right.
But who put Yellen in?
Biden.
Okay.
According to CNBC, crises have piled up in unlucky ways, making the Biden administration look flat-footed. And now he is seeing an exodus of black staffers and some frustrations among those who remain. They're leaving him.
Run away to return another day.
Update on the shooting about 13 minutes ago. Tulsa police, 5 dead, including the shooter. Gunman identifies a black male. A rifle and a handgun was used. No reports of any of our AR-15s. That's the reason why we're having a heart. This is Scott Presley gave me this report. Scott, thank you if you're listening. Scott is out there. He is one of the people out there that's been going out there, going to the gas stations. You Biden did that. If you want to change this, vote Republican, register Republican, and getting people to change. But anyway, again, I repeat that. Tulsa police update, 5 dead, including the shooter. Gunman identifies a black male, A rifle and a handgun were used. No reports of any AR-15. So much for that. And you're not going to see it too much on the left, on the mainstream media or the fake media, because it's a black man that did that. That's a fit their profile. In America, you're 6 times more likely to be killed by a doctor than a gun. President Biden announced another $700 million in military aid to Ukraine, coming just days after he signed a Congress-passed deal with $40 billion.
But it didn't work.
He's got giving
he's
out.
He's not giving the money.
Actually,
he's stealing it. He's laundering money.
Okay, maybe. But the mistake, Ukraine is getting missiles now. That
it's laundering money into the Democrat Party. It's bullshit.
Yeah, okay, Scarlett.
Hey, by the way, that Rob Schmidt guy, is it true that Zelensky walked out on the interview?
No.
Okay.
Grand jury indicts Buffalo shooter with 25 counts of terrorism.
Wow.
That's a first-degree murder. That's
why would you give Ukraine more money? He doesn't.
It's not the money. They're not giving
money.
They are
laundering money.
No, what they're giving him is long-range missiles that was just worth $700 million. That's what it is. That's what the cost is to send missiles to Ukraine. And these missiles that are being sent to Ukraine can reach Moscow.
Okay.
And I think that's a good deal.
Okay.
The institution of the court has been damaged, and we must do what we can to try to repair it. A new bill will make knowingly sharing confidential information from the Supreme Court a crime punishable by a fine or as many as 5 years in prison.
Why are other countries not helping Ukraine with
they are. There's about 30 countries that are.
Okay.
Including all of NATO.
Okay.
Yeah, here's some of my friend Mark Dice. He's a comedian in a way. Here's the pregnant woman who was shot by police in Kansas City, Missouri, after she carjacked someone. Of course, Black Lives Matter has elevated her to St. Louis.
Is that one of the top people who bought a home?
I don't know.
Anything happy to talk about?
President Biden said he did not know his administration forcing the shutdown of an infant formula plant would lead to a severe baby formula shortage. Hey, dumbass, if you shut down the plant that makes formula, you're going to have a formula shortage.
Well, that made me laugh. I think when you told me about Sussman, I just laughed. I said, it figures, you know? No rules, no justice system, okay? They already knew. I have a question. If Hillary's indicted, why is she not in jail?
Good question. Former President Trump threatened to sue the Pulitzer Committee if they do not withdraw prizes given to journalists from the New York Times and the Washington Post for publishing false or fabricated allegations that he colluded with Russian entities. He should.
Project Veritas did.
Yeah. Representative Marjorie Taylor.
Why not? What is he waiting for?
That's true. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene said, only one day each year we honor military members who died serving our country for all of us to be free. An entire Pride Month and millions of spending through corporations and other government LGBTQ sexual identity needs to end. The movement goes
to achieve this? Why is with, there such
not,
a big push on this? Do you know why? Why?
I don't know.
What's with the identity stuff and
oh, because they want to doctrine. Nobody's born gay. It's a scientific fact.
But why are they pushing it?
Because they want, if everybody get the therapy, get the whatever they do, get build self-esteem and and just do what they need to do to move life. I guarantee the gay population is down to 1%, if that.
But it's not that important. So why are they pushing it?
Because it is important to them. It's called destroying a family entity in the American and values and walls.
But
if
I
you
gotta
eliminate
tell you something.
It's
there
another
are families that there are gay families that have children. They're not doing that. It's happening. It's real.
Except for one major problem with that. There's a lot of people say that the children, that if they don't have a mother and a father, they are missing something. See, moms can only do so much to teach the kids something, but without a father, the father can only do it. But if you take one away and two moms, they're only going to be taught what the moms do.
Okay, let's look at something else.
God only
can
made,
I say something?
God made a woman to be
men go
a
off
man.
To war. Women go off to war. People get divorced. What's the difference?
Because they're focusing into having kids and they're doing things.
There are,
yes,
okay, I'll give you one. There are fathers that sign away their parental rights, give it to the mothers and just walk away. And
those
they
are
do
the people.
Do it.
Yeah, and that's bad news because the kids...
That's another breakdown in
look,
the family.
Okay,
there are so many roads that break down the family. So I go back to you again. Why is this gay thing so important? Because it's just happening in so many different ways.
Because it's indoctrination recruitment into our society to do things with...
New York
has
anti-father. So
New York also
they
has
never
some population.
Custody.
Yeah, I know. And we actually, you were there. We actually filed
class
action
suit.
So
I'm saying it's just another added piece of bullshit to break down the family.
Right. And that's
okay.
What they're doing.
Well, it's going to, it's, okay.
So, you know,
it was happening before that. Society is a broken entity because people just, but it's not true because people are coming back. People's eyes are open.
Yeah,
okay?
Actually,
and that is
a lot,
why
there's
Republicans
a major
are
increase,
winning.
There's a major increase on people that were in the gay cycle, a gay community, that are now living straight. Because they finally realize they can get completed otherwise.
They're completed.
We had a
That's
guest.
Right.
Remember Arnie? Remember Arnie back when we had on, like, in 2010-11? That we had on?
Yes,
Arnie.
I do.
He was a gay man. Had over 100 different lovers, so to speak. Ran into this beautiful young lady. Fell in love. They both got married. Have kids. And they've been married ever since. That's the thing.
You know what? Sometimes it takes time to find the right individual that works.
Yeah,
okay?
Sometimes.
In all ways, in shape, or form. Okay?
Sometimes you found somebody, but because of pressure elsewhere, you end up losing that person. But if it's meant to be, they could come back later on in life. Those things happen. There are a lot of different things that happen around. So it's a matter of time and what's in your heart and soul. So you follow what's in your heart and soul and get healthy and move forward. You might end up saving the one relationship you should have had. That's a lot of different things out there. General Flynn endorsed Laura Loomer, America's first Republican U.S. Congresswoman candidate in Florida's 11th Congressional District. Laura Loomer is someone that actually ran down here and down in Palm Beach County one time. Didn't do so. I won the primary, but didn't do anything else. So, you know, so that's a big thing there. So there's a lot.
Our show is coming to a close.
Yeah. Let's go with. We're coming to a close. That was quick. You know, we talk about different things. You know, but bottom line is Sunday we got L.A. Jones.
Latricia
Jones.
Jones.
Who's running up in the
And we're on 7 p.m. on Sundays.
Right.
7 days.
7 o'clock on Sundays. 8 o'clock on Wednesdays because of syndication. And I'll tell you more about what, other things that were coming down the well. And the podcast, for the most part, are going to be every day other than the radio show. And it'll be done in the evenings from now on, unless something changes. We're working on a lot of projects, and things will work good. I want to thank everyone that's in the chat room. I want to thank all the listeners around the world, and especially iHeartRadio and others that are listening. I'll be listening on what we call syndication at that time. That's when people overnight in some cases and things like that. We substitute different times when they can't get things in. So we want to thank everybody. We want to thank Jungle Boy for their theme song. And we'll be back on Sunday. And it'll be great. And you're going to increase. And we're going to end up seeing a lot more different people coming on in the next few weeks. God bless you all.
Everybody have a great night. And I'll see you Sunday. And this is Scarlett saying, God bless America. God bless everyone. Bye.
Stay safe out there. We'll also keep an eye on the sky. If you're in Florida or anywhere around, start building up supplies because we don't know which way the storm is coming. God bless you. Have a great day.
Just my children and my wife. Thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom and they can't take that away. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me, and I gladly stand up next to you and defend her still today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. From the lakes of Minnesota to the hills of Tennessee, across the plains of Texas, from sea to shining sea, from Detroit down to Houston and New York to LA, there's pride in every American heart, and it's time we stand and say, there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA. And I'm proud to be an American where at least I know I'm free. And I won't forget the men who died, who gave that right to me. And I gladly today, 'cause there ain't no doubt I love this land. God bless the USA.
Good night, America.